This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Smoke from Arizona and New Mexico wildfires is back today. State air quality forecaster Scott Landis says high levels of ozone and particulate matter can harm human health.
In general, if you're going to be outside, do it during the morning and, you know, maybe slow it down by 50% or so.
Rain and cooler temperatures should disperse the bad air by Saturday. Health officials are focusing more on the coronavirus's Delta variant, first identified in India and found in 17 Colorado counties. It's showing increased transmissibility. Experts say the best defense is a COVID-19 vaccine. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says beware of current conditions before hitting the outdoors. Spokeswoman Bridget Koschel says be careful of jumping in a lake or river to cool off during the heat wave.
And if people are going to be out on kayaks or paddleboards, to really wear their life vests and to pay attention to the water conditions as well.
Highs in Grand Junction could break the record of 106 today. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has awarded more than $1.5 million to six shooting ranges to improve safety. Most of this year's grant will go towards a new public range in Idaho Springs. The grant money comes from taxes generated through hunting and shooting equipment sales. Excessive heat warning through Friday for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction at 102, Colorado Springs at 95, Denver at 96 degrees. This is CPR News.